everyone. Today's tip isn't exactly related to productivity, but it is related to getting work done. If you're someone who types several hours a day, whether because you are an ultra mega mutter, a audio game enthusiast, a busy professional, or a struggling student, the risk of repetitive stress injury grows with the amount of time that you type. I have been typing for hours every day since I was around 7 years old. Started out on a typewriter and then moved to a computer shortly after that. So I am dealing with some carpal tunnel issues now, repetitive stress injury in the wrist, elbow, and shoulder. One of the things that my occupational therapist suggested that I do is switch to a mechanical keyboard. Why? Well, the mechanical action actually pops your fingers up a little bit after you type. There is a firmer touch, so you're not using just the power of your hand. And the keys don't travel as far. Finally, the mechanical keyboards tend to be not as thin as some of the others, so that when you're typing on them, your arms are more in a, I don't know how to describe this, they're in a more neutral position with your wrists just very slightly curved inward as you type. Some of you have asked what the clicking sound sounds like. There are four types of switches in mechanical keyboards. The one I got is the DAS, D-A-S. It is a blue cherry switch, which is the noisiest of them, but is also one of the better ones for repetitive stress injury. So this is what it sounds like. I'll just type a sentence here. And there we are. That is what it sounds like. If any of you have ever used an IBM Selectrix typewriter, this is exactly what that keyboard was like. Everything is in the correct place. You have function keys across the top. You have a real six-pack. You have the keys for print screen, control lock, all of those wonderful things, and a well-developed number pad. The keys have plenty of spacing between them. You're not crowded at all as you type on this keyboard. It's available on Amazon. I'm sure it's available in other places as well, but it is Prime eligible, and they've got a good price on it. There are four models. The Ultimate, one of its claims to fame is no letters on the keys. There's a Mac version, and then the version I got is the Professional. And they have one other version that I don't remember right now. But I wanted to let you know about this because for me, it will improve my workflow and my ability to output and could be a productivity solution for you as well. All right, well, I've got to get back to work, so I will see you all next time.